Track 9. A former teacher has taken his own life after a workplace dispute. A former teacher from Newton Abbot took his own life after a workplace dispute left him a broken man, an inquest has ruled. Kenneth Hinckley, aged 65, was reported missing to police on August the 19th, 2022, after having not been seen since the previous day. He was found 2 days later in a field in Buckfastleigh, where he played as a child, by a member of the public. Police confirmed there were no suspicious circumstances. An inquest at Exeter Coroner's Court heard Mr. Hinckley, a carpenter, worked as a lecturer in the construction department of Exeter College. In a statement, his wife said they'd enjoyed a happy life together until 2017, when he was accused of assaulting a colleague at work. Mr. Hinckley denied the claims and any physical violence. A tribunal hearing in 2018 was dismissed partway through. It was claimed Mr. Hinckley received a financial settlement after signing a non-disclosure agreement and was retired due to ill health. Mrs. Hinckley said that while the investigation was being conducted, she saw a huge change in her husband's mental health and he never recovered from the ordeal. He very quickly became a shadow of his former self. He never recovered mentally, he never got over the way he was treated and the lies that had been told. She believed he had been thinking of ending his life for some time. Mrs. Hinckley read out a statement in tribute to her husband in which she said how much he was missed. She said he was a lovely man who enjoyed life and his family. Unfortunately, he was a broken man. The cause of death was prescription drug toxicity.
Play park equipment opening. New equipment in Bishop Stainton playgrounds have been officially opened. Parish Council Chair Henry Merritt untied the red ribbon on the new climbing frame at the Lawns Playground at a ceremony that included face painting and ice creams. Children have been heavily involved in the development of the Lawns and the Cockhaven play areas. While developing their plans, councillors visited Bishop Stainton Primary School to canvass children about what they would like to see in their parks. Requests ranged from a seesaw to a swimming pool and a zip wire from the top to the bottom of the village. Henry and Parish Council Vice Chair Robert Gateshill also visited other local playgrounds, including Decoy in Newton Abbot, to decide on the best equipment for the village's playgrounds. While council finances and external funding couldn't quite stretch to the zip wire, the village now boasts its first ever seesaw in the Cockhaven Play Park. Henry thanked John Lockwood, a trustee from the Valencia Community Fund, and his wife Laura Lockwood for attending the event and for funding the equipment. Without support from external organisations, we would never be able to undertake the task of developing the play park, he said. The new climbing frame and safety matting cost £28,000. However, the parish council secured £27,500 funding from the Valencia Landfill Community Fund.
Masterpiece finds pub home. A recycled work of art has found a permanent home in a Bishop Stainton pub so it can be enjoyed by the community that helped create it. Bishop Stainton Outdoor Art Group were invited to the unveiling of the tapestry on Tuesday at the Old Commercial Inn. View from Bishop Stainton over the River Teen was created 13 years ago from plaited plastic bags woven into a net. It was originally made for the Timbuth Recycled Art in the Landscape outdoor exhibition, and much of the weaving was done by members of the public at the Village Festival. Darren and James, who run the Old Commercial Inn in Bishop Stainton, were keen to ensure the artwork remained in the village. A plaque on the tapestry commemorates one of Boag's leading lights grill, Jill Greterex, who died in 2020. The plaque, made by local craftsman Andy Hexter, includes shiny mosaic pieces to reflect the sparkle Jill brought to everyone she met. And there is a photograph of the outdoor art group unveiling their recycled artwork.
Police in Newton Abbot are continuing to appeal for help in identifying a man in connection with racist graffiti. The graffiti was found in Queen Street on Saturday, July the 20th. Now police have released a CCTV image of a man they would like to speak to in connection with the incident, which happened at 4:50 a.m. A police spokesman said officers would like to identify and speak to the man as they believe he may be able to assist with inquiries. We are aware that the quality of the images is low, but they are the only ones we have at present. Well, clearly that doesn't help in an audio recording of this story, but there are two CCTV images which actually show very clear images of the perpetrator, or the said perpetrator, of the graffiti incident.
Name recycling trucks. Tinbridge District Council has launched a competition to name its 21 new recycling collection vehicles. The winning names will be printed on the lorries. We're planning to name each vehicle in our fleet so it's identifiable when out and about, said a Tinbridge District Council spokesperson. Similar competitions run by councils elsewhere in the country have resulted in a raft of original monikers, from Binny McBinface and the Binner Takes It All to Marcus Trashford and Binderella. Individuals can submit up to four name suggestions via email or social media. The closing date for entries is Friday, August the 30th. Each of Tinbridge's curbside sorting and recycling collection lorries takes waste from around 2,500 recycling bins and boxes per round. Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs figures show that 48,547 tonnes of waste were collected by Tinbridge in the year to March 2023, with about 26,115 tonnes of this sent for reuse, recycling and composting.
Chocolate Tea secures Taste Award. A unique chocolate tea produced by an artisan Kingstainton chocolate producer has won a coveted taste award. Barber's Beans to Bar single origin Peruvian wholemeal cocoa tea was awarded one of only two three-star accolades granted across the whole of Devon in the recent Great Taste Awards. Three stars are the highest honour in the Great Taste Awards. They are only given to extraordinarily tasty food and drink. Barber's Bean to Bar describes the cocoa tea as a healthy alternative to hot chocolate. Founder Michael Barber has previously used the cocoa husk from his chocolate bar in the garden. However, he thought they might be nice to drink and come up with the idea of a non-guilty hot chocolate, cocoa tea. As well as being made from what would have been a waste product of chocolate production, the cocoa tea underpins its sustainability credentials with its bags that are made from wood tree sap and are completely biodegradable, and winners can use the certification on their labels for 3 years.